In a wild Wimbledon, the upsets just keep happening.
She's got it!
Serena Williams, the number one seed and last year's champion, was knocked out by Germany's Sabine Lisicki. With Williams losing, the top three women's seeds are now out, and Wimbledon fans are wondering just who is left to win this thing. For that, John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated joins us from the courts. And John, we'll get to who's left for the women, but first, explain what happened to Serena Williams today.
I think she would like an explanation. No, she came out flat. She played a very good player. I mean, this hard-serving German, Sabine Lisicki, who plays well on grass and probably second to Serena, has the best serve in the women's game. But Serena loses the first set, and then as if she toggles a switch, she's back in business. She wins 9 games in a row. She's on the verge of winning, and suddenly she forgets she's Serena Williams. She's not aggressive. She plays a very shaky game, and then Lisicki, to her credit, served it out, and we have yet another titanic upset here at Wimbledon 2013.
All right. So, John, when should we start, feeling bad for Serena Williams, right? I mean, she's done well for so long, but should we be worried?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she's 31, which in tennis's dog years is getting up there. But, you know, but before today, she had this tremendous 35-match win streak. She won the French Open. She was the defending champion here. She'll still be number one in the rankings. And, you know, she lost today to a powerful player, and I think she learned you can't be passive late in a match. But she's still doing awfully well for herself. And if she were to win the U.S. Open, I would say overall 2013 was a very successful year for her.
So now that Serena is gone, and we should mention along with Victoria Azarenka and Maria Sharapova, are there any more recognizable names left on the women's side?
I think that depends on your level of fandom. Do you have Agnieszka Radwanska fever?
I'd have to know how to spell it, I think.
for the casual fans, there will be a lot of confused looks as they look at some of the remaining names, especially on the women's side. You know, on the other hand, Sloane Stephens, the young American, is still left in the tournament. And, you know, maybe this is a disguised blessing. I mean, maybe the fact that this is not the Serena Open and we'll have a breakthrough star, maybe in the long run this is good for tennis. But, no, I do think, to your question, I think there will be a lot of puzzled looks when people look at some of the matchups that await us for the next three rounds.
But to follow up on that, does this really allow a moment for new stars to step in, or do people really just want to see finals with Sharapova and Williams?
No, I think you're right. I mean, we all like stars and we all like recognized brands, but some of the breakthrough stars have to start somewhere. Serena, as we said, is 31 years old, and if a player like Sloane Stephens can use this opportunity to break through, then again, maybe this is a disguised blessing.
Now, before we let you go, I've got to ask about the men's side. Last week, there were a lot of upsets there as well. Have things calmed down? Who should we be looking out for?
Things have calmed down to some extent. We still have the top two seeds, Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic, who are really shaping up to be sort of the next generation rivalry after Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. And if it's crazy from a U.S. perspective, certainly seeing these upset after upset has been crazy. Working here, on the other hand, if Andy Murray were to win this and we have a British champion, then the folks here will certainly go home happy. And that's what this tournament will ultimately be remembered for, not this rash of upsets.
John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thanks, Addie.